the digital divide. Information technology is influencing the way many of us live and work today. We use the internet to look and apply for jobs, shop, conduct research, make airline reservations, and explore areas of interest. We use email and the internet to connect instantaneously with friends and business associates around the world. Computers are commonplace in homes and the workplace. Although the number of internet users is growing exponentially each year, most of the world's population does not have access to computers or the internet. Only 6% of the populations in developing countries are connected to telephones. Although more than 94% of US households have a telephone, only 43% have personal computers at home, and 26% have internet access. The lack of what most of us would consider a basic communications necessity, the telephone, does not occur just in developing nations. On some Native American reservations, only 60% of the residents have a telephone. The move to wireless connections may eliminate the need for telephone lines, but it does not remove the barrier to equipment costs. Who has internet access in the US? 50% of the children in urban households with an annual income over $75,000 have internet access, compared with 2% of the children in low-income rural households. Nearly half of the college-educated people have internet access, compared to 6% of those with only some high school education. 40% of households with two parents have access. 15% of female single-parent households do. 30% of white households, 11% of black households, and 13% of Hispanic households have access. Teens and children are the two fastest-growing segments of internet users. The digital divide is based on income, race, education, household type, and geographic location. Only 16% of the rural poor, rural and city minorities, young householders, and single-parent female households are connected. Another problem that exacerbates these disparities is that African Americans, Hispanics, and Native Americans hold few of the jobs in information technology. Women hold about 20% of these jobs, and are receiving fewer than 30% of the computer science degrees. The result is that women and members of the most oppressed ethnic groups are not eligible for the jobs with the highest salaries at graduation. Baccalaureate candidates with degrees in computer science were offered the highest salaries of all new college graduates in 1998 at $44,949. Do similar disparities exist in schools? More than 90% of all schools in the country are wired with at least one internet connection. The number of classrooms with internet connections differs by the income level of students. Using the percentage of the students who are eligible for free lunches at a school to determine income level, we see that nearly twice as many of the schools with more affluent students have wired classrooms as those with high concentrations of low-income students. Thus, the students who are most unlikely to have access at home also do not have access in their schools, increasing the divide between groups even further. Access to computers and the internet will be important in reducing disparities between groups. It will require greater equality across diverse groups, whose members develop knowledge and skills in computer and information technologies. If computers and the internet are to be used to promote equality, they will have to become accessible to populations that cannot currently afford the equipment, which needs to be updated every 3 years or so. However, access alone is not enough. Students will have to be interacting with the technology in authentic settings. As technology becomes a tool for learning in almost all courses taken by students, it will be seen as a means to an end rather than an end in itself. If it is used in culturally relevant ways, all students can benefit from its power.